Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Well, beloved, I have been in the midst of, it's a teaching mode regarding the subject of praise and worship, and we're going to continue on because it's a vast subject that is a lot of scripture is devoted to, and not only is it, there's a command in scripture, it's imperative, it says sing praises, you sing praises, it's a command, it's not a suggestion. And let me give a disclaimer. There are those that are disabled in some way. They may not be able to even stand. They could be confined to a wheelchair, but they may have a voice. They can still lift their hands. Or those that are not even able to do that. God knows your limitations, and He is speaking to those who have the ability, because we are to worship and praise God with all that we are. We're to love Him with all that we are. And Thessalonians talks about that we're body, soul, and spirit. And so that's the thing that, remember with David, he was dancing before the Lord with all his might, with all that he had, body, soul, and spirit. He was so happy. He was, in fact, it's really remarkable that he took the Ark of God because and put it in the, it was supposed to be in the tent of until the temple was built, but he was demonstrating. He was chosen of the Lord. He was a type of Jesus, of course, and showing the way for the kind of worship that God wants, not just for the Old Testament, because Psalms are for us today, right? Or else just, you know, tear off the Old Testament. You don't need it, which, of course, is not the case. We do need every portion of the Word. And the Lord wants worship to continue and increase and grow in intensity, in love, in worship. But He understands. I mean, if you're not able to get down on the floor to kneel or prostrate yourself at church, or even maybe your church doesn't at this point where God has you and you know God wants you there for a time, that they don't really permit that, or they would have a problem with that. If you were down on the floor prostrate, they might think, are you all right? Did you faint? But you can do that at home. So use wisdom, use discretion. You don't want to be offense, and you don't want to draw attention to yourself. The point is to magnify God. What my purpose is and my intention is to simply share with you, not my opinion, but what the Word of God says. And then you have the choice to do with it as you want and as you're able. So how's that? Okay, there's a disclaimer. Covered every basis. All right, we talked about praising God, which is an expression using the voice, or it could be even in writing. That's what praise literally means. By definition, it's an expression of commendation or approval, generally expressed in words. And of course, you can praise with music as well, I mean, with instruments. So we're going to talk now. We talked about singing. We talked about praising, singing with the spirit, singing with the understanding. And then we want to talk about shouting. Yeah, unfortunately, that's in the Word. If you have a problem, if you're used to very quiet, reverent services, that's what I grew up in for many, many years. You didn't talk above a whisper, and you certainly didn't shout. But let me just share what the Word says. The definition, of course, and I think we all know, it refers to uttering a sudden, loud, cry, and in this case, in relation to the Lord, with joy. Have you ever heard some good news? You might just raise your voice and say, oh, yay, oh, wow, that's wonderful, right? Or something like that. That's an expression of joy. And God wants us to be joyful before Him. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. All right, let me give examples. 2 Samuel 6:15, so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. You might have not noticed that before, with shouting and the sound of the trumpet. And Ezra 3:11 says, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever toward Israel. That were the priests. And then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Praise God. They were in the task of rebuilding the temple. And some more scriptures. Psalm 5:11, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. God protects us. He saves us. He delivers us. And this is, it's right in the word. It's right in what it says. Isaiah 12:6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Apparently, God is not offended by shouting. In fact, He rather likes it, apparently, because there's so many scriptures about it. And Zephaniah 3:14, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout. That's a command. It's the imperative, all right? It means you're supposed to do that if you're able. I remember once I had laryngitis. Oh, my goodness. I think I was leading songs. Somebody had to take over. It was so hard. I wanted so much to be able to sing to the Lord. I'm a praiser. I can't help it. Don't have a great voice, but I love to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart. See, that's the real thing. When your heart gets so engaged, you can't help. Just like if you've heard some really good news, I don't care if you're 80 years old, you might dance a little jig just because you're so happy to hear some good news about your family or some wonderful thing. Rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. And Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And Jesus literally fulfilled that scripture when He rode through the gates of Jerusalem. All right, let's move on. We want to talk about hands. Yep, it covers that too. And you know what? We lift our hands in prayer and in praise. Either way, it's acceptable. When you're praising God, or just, I mean, the Jews at the temple wall, don't they? They just lift their hands in praise. It's a very scriptural thing to do. And just without even going spiritually, it's a universal expression of surrender. Lifting the hands, even in the natural, in non-spiritual terms, it's a universal symbol of surrender. That is what lift your hands. That's the first thing, because it shows you're disarmed. You don't have a weapon. You can't attack them. And it supersedes the language barrier. Practically, all you have, that lifting of the hands, even if you can't speak the language, people would understand that, because it means, I surrender, I'm not here to hurt you, I don't have any weapons. It's a surrendering to whatever person, the authorities, or to God Himself, which is important. That's why He does that. Ask that of us. And it's a wonderful thing to do. Once you get started, you can't stop. Just trust me. And, you know, a lot of churches, they don't do that. I mean, it's denominational. You don't want to be a fence, as I said. And if that's where God has you, He has a purpose and reason so you can witness. But you can do it at home. Put on some praise music, instrumental, whatever, and just lift your hands to the Lord. There's something wonderful in it. It's just, God comes and will, there's more. I mean, he inhabits the praises of his people. I'm just so excited. I just get so excited even talking about the subject of praise and worship. Psalm 63:4, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. That's basically all in one syllable. I will lift up my hands, okay? That's a command. Psalm 134:2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. This is all from Psalms. Psalm 141:2, let my prayer be set forth thee as incense and the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You see, that's another whole subject, but God replaced the old sacrificial system because Jesus, by his death on the cross, he was the perfect sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God. But we can let the lifting of our hands be as the evening sacrifice, so totally acceptable and blessing the Lord. And our prayer is as the incense that arose before, you know, in the tabernacle. And then, of course, we have clapping. That is, the definition is to strike the hands together repeatedly, usually in applause. We're familiar with that. We're, you know, when someone does well, we just clap individually, if someone, yay, or our team, or whatever. And Psalm 47:1 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. See, it's got shout and clap, okay? And then let's go to musical instruments. And, you know, I just got saved out of the world. I don't understand and know much about how denominations worship, but I believe I understood correctly that some Christian sects don't even believe in music or musical instruments. And so, well, that's fine if that's how they want to worship God, but I think they're missing out on an awful lot. In 2 Samuel 6:5, it says, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of wood, even on harps and on psalteries, on timbrels, on cornets, and on cymbals. All right. Well, I'm going to take a little bit of time. I mean, you can do, I've got quite a bit on musical instruments, but the specific ones that were used scripturally. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we're going to continue on right where we picked off on musical instruments and learn more about praising God in ways that will bless his heart and bless yours as well. I love you. Thank you for listening. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. You can simply write to the address he shares, or if you choose to email and you would like a personal answer, I ask you to just share your mailing address. Never share with anyone. But I will always confirm receipt and, of course, pray. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.